Daf Chav Chesomar Aleph, we're up to the Tosfos Tzira. You get six. We learned it yesterday, we'll learn it again. Rashi explains, it says in Parshas Kedosh, Moshe Shaktsu, V'chadosh Tumas Adoma, and it speaks about big ones, where it doesn't say the word Sheretz, therefore you can't count it. Tosfos says, Peg Dal Mises Sanhedrin, Bidashin, Chol Chayra Meses, that's a Nachash. So it's Mashmah, their Mises is also something that's creepy crawls like a snake that goes on the stomach. So Rabbi Yankov, their Linus, explains that in the Ilan Perikotcher's Bech, he says that Pasuk Dafka by the eight Shrotzim, it says Ashadalta Lechanatame, which is separate from the other bugs. So we said the first klal helps to be mind anything that's not similar from two directions. Tai says another in Perik Yimaminim says, what's the difference between two pratim and klal of two klalim and prat? Says two klal of prat, if there is something that's similar even on one side, or marba. Trey prat klala until it's similar from two sides. As much from even one side is enough. So Tais says the shnei tzadim d'hacha is like one side there, because over there the two tzadim is pre and gedula karka is the same thing. Perikam the kedushin by Hashem ba'ayin with darshin ma prat beforish mumen shebegaldi mumen that's exposed and it doesn't come back. So here too, it's done there equal. And this is the S over there. Just like the prat beforish mumen shebegaldi and it's bottom lachem doesn't come back. That's according to Raman Dama that klal akam is dafka, because a karcha there's a tzad that's bottom lachem is worse mahanach, since he answers lachavshi shachenu, which is a ribui. And if it's the same, why am I marba more than other tzadim? And like this sugi, we see takim zechtschum sefer atreifus by a grasshopper and reshel mumen by psecha iver, and it all comes out like the mandam klal kam is dafka, as we explained. Also, the Rish says that it comes out very good, even according to the mandam klal bas is dafka. And according to him, you also need it to be similar in all different directions that are counted, even though one is more chash than the other. It should not be a tzad grua more too much. But according to the mandam klal kam is dafka, he needs that it should be done even the tzad grua. And this thing is given out to the Chum to recognize which tzad grua is what they argue with. Frekma Bavos Rav the Alma, we learned. Tais says, why don't you answer? Like an answer Perik Chavis, is Arabia, is a place. Here is Batlait is Kaladam. So the Gemara says, Tais says, over there, Bad the Shaykhim Chal the Kul Alma, if they would have camels, a lot of camels, like in Arabia, they would be Mekayim, they would leave the thorns in their fields. Therefore, there's Cheshivas in that town. But Beis Menashe, even though the whole world, also, if they would have Remoina, would squeeze it, since it wasn't only one person's Batlait is Kaladam. But here, the Chalayim, there's Chaziz, and they don't eat it, it can't be Mechalak between the person and the town. Therefore, later on, we ask the Prasoi is the Rav the Alma. It doesn't say this Bryce let the Prasoi become bottle of Gabriel the Alma, because you can't be Mavatan, because Rav Basar they do have. And the rest of the world also, if they would have Rav Basar, they would eat it without bread, just like Arabian. It brings very well from the Big Daniyam that doesn't need a Shir and a Shirim, since it's less Choshev in their eyes. And also, it's Damadi Shirim with one to another, and it's not Shaykh to bring this of Perik Chavis. Therefore, you planted him Chayv, the plants is Chayv, and the Yerk is Potter. Don't ask what's Lafikach. He says Batl Daito, because you could say Batl Daito, in that it's Misasa after it grows a third, like a Denzera, or in term that all the Yofa. So he's telling me, know that they're totally Potter. Lazera, for seeds, is Misasa and Zera Yerk. Then he says, why don't you mix it together? Zara and Lazera, oil the Yerk, Misasa and Zera Yerk. Why does it have to say two separate stanzas? There he says, the Hechad, the Zara and the Yerk, it's like the Yerk is the Ikrim, it's Misasa, everything after the Kita, like a Yerk, whether it's Yerk or Zera. But if it's Zara, Lazera, Misasa, everything is Sha'ova, meaning after the Zman Roy and the Mice, Zera, not Basa the Kita. Therefore, it says first Yerk, and then Zera at the end, Zera of Yerk. Because first Yerk is the Ikrim, and the Sefer, the ratio is the Yerek is the Iker, and the Sefer, the Zera is the Iker. Nafkmin is also, so the, this is one Nafkmin, when you're supposed to be Mafresh Demaiser. Another Nafkmin is the Inim from bad and good. Because when the Yerek is the Iker, then the Yerek is the good, and the Zera is the Iker, the Zera is good, and therefore the Zera al Yerek is the Yaf al Ra. So it was Mashri Shalom Perik, the fourth Perik in Yerushalmi. We have Taisvis. Daf Chav Chesam Abeis, Rishonim, they didn't have palpal peppers, they would use the arugula. So Rav Shimon says, from this reason, the palpal should also be chayav maisa, and Shimon tamatum sechem, because it's all about talia, it's seen peg basaman. And over there, the Gemara says, Nimna v'gorma, the palpal is not matamatum sechem. So it says, the reason why arugula is chayav maisa is not because they dip in it, it's because when they grind it, it's chazal maichel, as is. But there's no regilis to grind it, to eat it be'en, only to matava. But a palpal, even if it's ground up, it's not roi be'en, it's part of the maisa, you can't eat it straight up. You have to eat it with something else. That's not considered Gemara Pera. This is really said the name of Rav Kshuzo Chaziz Mekabar Peradama. We said that speaking about the Gnunaisim of a garden which gets eaten. Kur, which is hearts of palm, is Nikav Pekesamaisa, not Tam Tum Soichim. Taisa says in Perek Basuma, we ask by Koisht, which is a type of spice, and Chimum. And Rosh Hashanah, if it's bought by Kesem Ma'aser, let it become Tumah Tumas Eichon. And Fiyazoy is the name of the government that it's not bought by Kesem Ma'aser, and it's not Matamah Tumas Eichon. Here it says Kur is Nikah by Kesem Ma'aser, but it's not Matamah Tumas Eichon. So how do you differentiate between the two? So Tais says over there, if it's Chaz Lachil, it's an Eichon, it will be called Mikol Eichel Sheochel. But here, Kur is not considered Eichel, since it's going to get hard. And it doesn't get planted, the Dikla, the palm tree doesn't get planted because of this Kur. Nevertheless, it can be bought by Kesem Ma'aser, because now it's the Ma'aser soft and supreme pre, even though it's not considered an Eichel, because later on it's going to get hard. So he said, since you can sweeten it through the fire and Kur, even though it's roy by cooking it and frying it, it's not Matamah Tumas Eichel because it's like a piece of wood. It's just roy if you cook it a lot, like skin, as you see later on. But here, since it's very easy to cook it, sweeten it by cooking, it's considered an Eichel. Even before you sweeten it, it's Matamah Tumas Eichel. Zev Zalift, and some say Zev Zalachiev by the haps, that on the bitter ones, big ones and small ones, both are going to be chayiv or both are going to be potter. But you can't say that Aktanim, Morim, and Mesukim, both Morim and Mesukim, because in the end of the first parak in Chulim, we go to Zbedroiv Svarim, the man was Zalachiv, Gedoilim, the Mayan Chazvatzeroi. So once the Nafkin will be Bracha, according to the Tanakh, even though in Bracha it's called the Pri, nevertheless it's not called Choshev enough to Matam Mesoichon, even though you make a very Pri Adam on it. This is the end of Taisus, Daf, Chaf, Ches.